From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stan Lind, reading Marshal of Medicine Lodge. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. By the time the big thaw hit Dry Creek, Montana in April of 1886, I had enjoyed about all the peace and quiet I could stand. U.S. Marshal Chance Ridgway had made me one of his deputies the previous summer, but he'd asked me to spend the winter helping Glenn Murdoch, the county undersheriff, keep the peace in my hometown. We must have done a good job. Dry Creek was so peaceful that winter, it was all a man could do to keep from falling asleep on the job. Glenn and me played cribbage a good deal, and I swept the office and cleaned up the jail. I split wood for the stove, fetched meals for the infrequent prisoner, and helped Glenn make his rounds at night. We would rattle door handles on the shops along Main Street and check the alleys for lurking desperados, but all we ever turned up was an occasional drunk or alley cat. It was nobody's fault, but my time with Glenn that winter was about as exciting as watching paint dry. Most of the winter was open and mild. Too mild, the cattleman said, for the range was seriously overstocked, and the plains were as dry as a Methodist picnic. Then, along about the middle of March, the snow commenced to fall, and the bottom dropped out of the thermometer. Now, I said the snow began to fall, but that's not entirely accurate. What it did was blow in horizontal-like out of the north, piling up against the sides of buildings and drifting to 10 feet or so in the coulees. Water holes froze and snowed over. Cattle moved out ahead of the storms, and cowpunchers took to living in their saddles as they tried to turn the critters back toward their home range. Freight wagons bogged down. Merchandise bound for the shops and stores didn't arrive.